There's so much misinformation out there. You overpronate and you might need a stability shoe. If anyone's ever told you running's bad for your knees, slap them.
No offense to all the runners out there, but you're all pretty challenged.
Physical bent. Post run beer is one of the best beers you'll ever have.
You never feel shit after a run.
You'll get fit, you'll get strong, you'll get healthy.
Running is fucking awesome. Hi Mike, I'm Dutch. I work as a massage therapist.
My name's Pat. I'm a running coach, physio. I'm an avid runner myself. We thought we'd call the podcast That's Running.
I still actually love that intro. It's so good. Thank you, Peter. Every time I hear it, I'm like, fuck yeah, we have an intro. We're like actually a proper podcast now.
We have been a proper podcast for a long time. We just haven't had an intro. We've been a good podcast rather than intro. Now we're an amazing podcast.
Sweet.
That's how I like to see it.
Always be amazing.
That's not we're not amazing, but well, we are. I actually had a chat with someone the other day. One of our listeners. Mind Blank.
That's a funny name, Mind Blank.
Yeah, it's a funny name.
Yeah.
He came into the clinic the other day and I saw him at the cafe just beforehand and just grabbing a coffee together and just chatting. He was like, oh, I'll listen to a podcast. I was like, you guys sometimes sound a bit aloof.
Aloof?
Yeah. As in, we sound full of ourselves sometimes, apparently.
Right.
A bit like cocky and a bit arrogant.
Okay.
Cool. So if that ever was the case, we apologize because we don't need to be. We're just normal runners that know a bit more about running because of profession.
I think some of that probably comes through in my just general pent-up frustration, and I quite often use this podcast as a mechanism to for me to vent. So that's, he's probably got a good point.
That's fair.
Yeah,
we probably do.
And this podcast was born kind of for that reason, to share what we know and to help other people do less dumb stuff.
Yeah.
And I feel like we've at least been consistent.
We've definitely been consistent, except for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, because Mike's been on holiday. So yes. Welcome back, Mike.
Sweet.
Where'd you go? Went to Bali.
Bali. Didn't get any coronavirus, as far as I know. Hopefully, that stays that way.
Hopefully, yeah.
Otherwise, my apologies, Patty, because then, so you have it as well.
And we did our roadshow
on
the weekend, which was pretty sweet.
It was epic.
Yeah, so we got together. There were about 20 keen runners and we had a face-to-face chat, basically 4.5 hours worth of what we talk about, and we were able to show some hands-on stuff, show some real-life strategies, what good technique looks like, what good strength looks like.
And why we would change cadence on someone and what it looks like and the data behind that, and not just always chasing cadence for the sake of changing cadence.
Yeah.
I think it went really well.
Yeah.
I think there's definitely things we can improve.
Yep.
But overall, first time, I enjoyed it. It
made me realize I like interacting with people, and doing it in real life is better than sitting behind a microphone. So I want to do it again.
Yeah, we will. I had a bit of a think about it, and I was thinking post-UTA somewhere.
After UTA, yeah.
Somewhere end of May.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say we'll discuss that further because this is the first thought I had about it.
And if you're international or interstate and you want us to do something, then tell us and we'll see if anyone's keen and we can make it happen.
If there's enough people keen,
we'll do it.
We'll make it happen. Easy.
Yeah. Cool.
So thanks everybody that came for coming because we really enjoyed it and it couldn't happen without you guys.
Absolutely.
Otherwise it would just be me and Patty and a case of beers.
Still be fun.
Still whinging about running, but getting drunk in the process.
So we talked some shit. We made some friends. I learned some stuff. There were some good discussions out there.
Yeah.
I drank a few beers. I think it was a good sesh.
Yeah, definitely.
But what we talked about a little bit and what came, there was some really productive discussion around this was scheduling, how to fit in everything into your week, into your life, and how to make it work.
Mm.
So we always talk about, do your fast run, your slow run, your interval, and we talk about do your strength, do your recovery, do your cross training, and pretty quickly that adds up.
Pretty quickly you're doing 10 sessions a week and you're I'll just quit my job and ditch my family and just run forever.
Yep.
Which is not really viable in life.
No. Well, you might do it for a week, and then, but it's not sustainable.
Yeah.
And something that came up was, something I really like is that people are starting to talk about doing strength work as if it's a, like a done thing, like it, as if it's kind of making sense to do strength, but more of the discussion is, how do I fit it into my week, rather than, do I really have to? So, like, what I got from it is people are interested in strength and they're starting to see the relevance of it.
Which is really good and really important.
Yeah.
Because, you know, what we've been hammering on about is it's super important to do, and it will complement your running and it will help and aid in injury prevention.
Oh, yeah. It's the most important thing for a runner is to do strength work,
yeah.
Besides probably running. But
yeah.
So I think, like, yep, we know it's important. We've talked about doing strength, but how do you fit it in? So one of the things that came up was, do you do it, like, if you do strength, then you've got sore legs for 2 days. So do you do it, like, after a long run? But you've got sore legs from a long run. So if you've got sore legs from a long run, you kind of have to have a day off, and then you do strength, and you've got sore legs for another 2 days. And where are you supposed to do your speed work before you get your next long run in? Is this really interesting discussion. Mm-hmm. And I think, and this is just particularly to strength work, something that jumps out to me is, you, when you introduce strength, you have that leg soreness for a few weeks,
yeah.
Like as your body adapts and adjusts and strengthens up essentially. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't done squats in a year and then you do squats, your thighs will be sore, and that's pretty normal. But it's like, it's a productive soreness. It's a good thing, and it's not something that will prevent you from running. It's just something that will prevent you from performing really well for the next 2 days.
Yeah. So do you want to introduce strength training a week before your race? Probably not.
No.
Because you'll be sore and not perform well.
Mm-hmm.
But in the grand scheme of you running, like, it's okay to have like a couple of, like, 5-6 weeks of slightly less performance in your running whilst your body gets used to that new strength load,
yeah.
And that new sort of way of training.
So short term, in that first like 4 to 6 or whatever weeks, you'll be like, oh, a bit sore, man, my legs feel heavy. But then you actually get strong, and then you don't have as much of a kind of delayed hangover from doing the strength work. So if you do it consistently for like 3 months, 4 months, then you'll start to feel like you're not sore the next day after doing strength, and you can run and perform.
Yeah. So and that's when you start to see the benefits.
Yeah. So you've got to get over that initial bump, that initial period. But then once you do get over that, it's cool. Do you do strength the day after your long run, day before a long run, but, you know, on the same day as an easy run with speed work, like cross training, like, how do you fit it all in? So, fuck, like, you can do it any way you want, really. Like, I think
you can do it any way you want. Actually, yeah. Like, I would never do a strength session on a long run day.
On the same day?
On the same day.
No.
I don't like doing my strength session the day before a long run.
That's what I was going to say. Don't do it the day before.
Because, like, you're going to be fatigued. You're going to be have worked those muscles pretty hard.
Yep.
And then doing a long run on that sort of fatigue is not ideal.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not like you're going to hurt yourself, but you just won't perform and you'll feel sluggish.
Exactly.
Which is not a nice feeling.
It's not. And if you're doing your long run, it's a long run.
Yeah.
You want to feel fresh at the start.
Yes.
And be like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
This is going to be good. And you'll feel sluggish and tired at the end.
Yeah.
But you don't want to start off like that.
So just as an example, the way I structure my week is Monday is like kind of like a muck around strength session with a mate. Like we just go to the beach and we do some push-ups and burpees and a bit of a jog, and it's like 30 minutes of kind of just mucking around, having a bit of fun. I don't see it really as strength necessarily. I see it more as cross training. And then Tuesday is strength session. Wednesday is often a day off. Thursday I'll have a run. Friday I have a run, a swim and strength, because that's my half day off work. Saturday I do hill repeats. Sunday I do my long run. And then, back to Monday, which is kind of my kind of recovery sort of day.
Like that's a fair bit in a week.
And I do it that way mostly out of convenience, because I work Saturdays. So I do hill repeats Saturday morning before work. And Monday's my day off, so that's the day I can like go to the beach and muck around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I start late on a Friday. So on a Friday, that's why I do a swim, a run, and strength on the same day.
Yeah.
And when I do strength on a Friday and get out of bed the next morning, Saturday morning for hill repeats, I do feel heavy. I feel tired and heavy. I'm like, I'm not going to do very well on these hills. Like, I'm not going to perform that well on these hill repeats. But that's fine. Like, it's not about performance there for me.
Yeah.
And I do it because I'm part of a community that does that every Saturday morning, and there's there's like a little kind of family there that does it. It's the 440 at Bronte, and because they do it every Saturday morning, it kind of gets me out of bed. It gets me there. I'm happy to push through a bit of tiredness from strength to get that done. But then by Sunday, long run day, or sometimes Monday, I'm good.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, it's also how you approach those sessions. It's, you can't expect to perform at your best at every session.
No.
Especially not if you're introducing strength work.
Exactly. Like,
for people that only have, let's say, 3 to 4 sessions a week they can do, like, if you, let's say your long runs on Sunday, you might have Monday off, you might do intervals on Tuesday, strength on Wednesday, tempo on Thursday, Friday, Saturday off, long run Sunday. If people go, oh, I only have time for 3 sessions, then it's, I really want to run, like, initially it might be better to have 2 runs and a strength session.
Or 2.5 runs, and then instead of doing a 10K, do a 5K and come back and then do some strength at the end of it, which is equally as valuable.
So just fitting it, like, I reckon it's really important to fit that strength in anyway.
Yep.
And it's as you said, it's what's convenient.
Yep.
Because if it's inconvenient, you're less likely to do it.
Exactly. It has to be convenient. It has to be enjoyable as well. Like, I'm under no illusions that most runners listening to this are going, well, I'm not going to go to the gym and pump iron and lift heavy stuff. I want to be outdoors. So it's not realistic for me to say every runner needs to go to the gym, but it is realistic to say every runner should do some kind of strength work.
Yeah.
And that can be, give it a heavy backpack on full of bottles of wine and
do some
lunges. Yeah, or whatever. Like, it can be that. It's as long as you get some overload through your muscles in the form of a squat, a deadlift, or a lunge, especially a calf raise, then I'm happy to count that as strength work.
Yeah.
It's probably not the most time effective way to do strength, but it's strength.
If you're short on time and you can do like 15 minutes at home that are some lunges, some squats, and some calf raises, fine.
Yeah, in front of the TV.
Better than nothing.
Yeah.
So don't feel like you have to go out of your way to do strength. Like, make it work for you, not against you.
And the other thing is, if you miss a session because your daughter is sick, or you had to take your dog to the doggy groomer, or whatever.
Or you're sick, or work, or
work's busy, or
whatever, pick one.
Or you're a bit tired.
Yeah.
And you miss a session, that's fine. Don't make up for it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the big thing.
Like, if you miss your long run, whatever the distance is, don't try to cram it in 3 days later, and then your next long run is another 3 days later, because that was planned there. Like, if you miss one long run, no, it's fine. It's not going to affect your overall running. It's not going to affect your event that you have in X amount of days.
It's just, it's an opportunity for a mini refresher, basically.
Exactly.
So the way I see it is, if you take like 5, 6, 7 days off, say, if, you know, because you're tired or work's busy or you're sick, that's fine. Like, you can generally just pick up where you left off.
Mm.
It's when you take like 2 weeks off, that's when you start to lose a bit of that edge, lose a bit of the fitness, lose a bit of conditioning in your muscles, tendons, and joints. Like, kind of 2 weeks, it's like the tipping point for me.
Yeah.
Say you're doing 50 Ks a week every week, and then you take 1 week off, that's fine. You can generally go back to 50 Ks reasonably safely. If you take 2 weeks off, that's when you got to just, you know, take 2 weeks to work back up to it.
Yeah.
And so it's not the end of the day. You won't lose that much fitness. If anything, it's like a mini taper, and you might get back into it going, like, legs feel a bit springy again.
Yeah, feel fresher.
Which is valuable. Yeah. And that's why, you know, when you program, Mike, you have off weeks.
Yeah. Like, I've, like, not off weeks.
Or down weeks.
Light weeks where I'm, like, just, like, probably the intensity stays the same. Where I'm, like, still go hard on this session.
Yeah.
But instead of it, like, let's say it's, normally it's 10, 800.
Yeah.
Do 5.
Yeah.
Go as hard as you would in the 10. Do 5. Your tempo run is going to be, instead of 10K, it's going to be, like, 6K. And your long run comes down from 20K to, like, 14.
Yeah.
So overall, your load drops by about 25%, which is great.
Yeah.
You just feel fresher, and it's just nice to I normally do it every 4 weeks.
Yeah.
To have more time, feel a bit fresher, have a bit more sleep, work on your nutrition, get that mass out.
Yeah.
Like, all those sort of things happen in your sort of down week.
Yeah.
Like, I think the other thing to touch on here is what we also sort of, this discussion happened during a roadshow in regards to having an off season. Or having a pre-season or having an in-season for runners, where you want to introduce strength work in your pre-season, as in leading up to a race in 3, 4, 5 months.
Yep.
Not leading up to a race in 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Because one, you don't get the gains that you need and you want. Two, it's probably just gonna be sore in those in that 4 week period, which then inhibits your performance, which then might inhibit your race day.
Yes, that's true. So it's it is probably not sustainable to run at, you know, at a high effort level, high volume level, week in, week out, all year.
Yeah.
There is a need to kind of rest your body a little bit. That's why, like, a rugby team or a soccer team or whatever will have a pre-season, play really hard for, you know, 4 to 6 months, and then take like a month off just to kind of freshen their body up.
Yeah.
You'll pick up niggles and just be a little bit sore and stiff and tight. It's good to have downtime. Doesn't mean stop run, but I've recently enjoyed the benefits of that. Like, we all know I did this big UTMB thing, which I trained pretty hard for 6 to 9 months. And then mentally as much as physically, I just was my volume was way down for like 2 or 3 months.
Mm.
And man, physically I feel good, but like mentally I'm like so on right now.
Mm.
I'm just so keen on my running and I needed that mental refresher. So I had a decent off season. And then while I was kind of in my off season, I was at the gym 2 to 3 times a week. Getting my strength and conditioning really high up there.
Mm.
So when I got back into running, I actually didn't feel sluggish. I felt quite like peppy and lively and good because I'd been doing strength conditioning for like 3 months.
Because that's how you build it.
Yep.
You want to build it in that, like, not in the off season, but in the pre-season. You want to just reintroduce your running, introduce that strength work. So by the time you get closer to that race, strength work is part of it and doesn't make you sore anymore.
Exactly.
So you can perform on those bigger runs.
Yeah. So I'm now up to like sort of probably be about 70, maybe 80 Ks this week. It's still including 2 strength sessions. And I feel good. I feel peppy.
I've got sweet energy
and I have a marathon in 6 weeks. And
you're pacing. You're not racing.
I'm pacing, not racing.
Yeah. Which is probably important to mention in regards to your training, because you're not looking to perform at 100%.
Yeah.
You're just like, I can pace that. It's not a comfortable pace.
Yeah.
But you confidently can go, I can run that speed and I can do that.
Yeah, it's not 100% effort. It's like 80%, 90% effort, which would be good.
Yeah, it's pretty hard, but manageable.
Yeah. And so I'm actually, you know, if this year goes well, I mean, it's, I heard a joke once, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. So if all goes well this year, I'm looking to do a good marathon in like September, October this year.
Yeah.
So we're now February and I'm like bringing my running up, and I'll have a couple of little races and half marathons here and there. This is where I'm doing the strength and just trying to be consistent and get things flowing really well so that I can hammer it as of like, you know, June, July, August.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping for, you know, broadly in this year. So it's why I've chosen to pace this marathon instead of gun it.
Yeah.
So I just won't be ready.
Yeah, cool. Like, I think that's a good way to approach it as well. Like, not every race has to be run at 100%.
Yeah.
Some races you can just run because there's an event there and you have a long run planned. Why not do the event?
Yeah.
But you just need to treat it as a long run, not as a race.
Yeah.
Not every race has to be a race.
Yeah. A races and B races, right?
Yeah. Have different, like, approach them in a different way.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at the best marathons in the world run, like, 2 races a year.
Yeah.
They do other events.
Yeah.
But they run 2 races a year.
Exactly. Yeah. And I like, also when you've got one goal in mind 6 months from now, man, you just, I'm largely just training because I want to. I'm training when I feel like training, which has got me in a good routine, but I'm also at the point where if I don't feel like training, I won't train, like, on any given day.
Yeah.
And the freedom to have that and to do that is so good. And I can do that because I'm 6 months out from, like, a race.
Yeah, so if you're not feeling it one day, you can go, not today.
Exactly. It's so good. It's so good.
Yeah.
So good. But then as of, like, July, I'm, you know, really, like, pretty much commit to everything.
Yeah, sweet.
So, having that structure on, like, structure, but also flexibility amongst your structure on, like, a week-to-week basis, but also on a month-to-month basis in the context of a whole year is, like, it's just worth considering rather than saying I have to run 100 k's every week or I have to be consistent or shit, I missed this run. I'm like, man, is that really sustainable? So you gotta have fun with it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
And take your shoes off every now and then.
Absolutely.
Man, I did that the other day. Felt real good. Found some soft grass and the grass spoke to me and shoes disappeared and I felt good.
Okay, did you have mushrooms before this? As the grass spoke to you? I'm pretty concerned.
Did not have mushrooms.
Okay, good.
Did not.
And when you drink mushrooms in the morning?
That's a drink. That's legal. That's not psychedelic.
Okay.
That's whatever you say. That's for mind energy.
Sure.
Different.
And like, whatever you want to call it, mate.
Let's put the lid back on that can of worms.
Also, a few sad things to mention. That has put a few runners out, I'd say.
Oh.
Tokyo Marathon.
Yeah, the Tokyo Marathon.
Got cancelled.
Fuck. Yeah. That was my reaction. That exact, like, that word. Fuck. Like, that's, yeah.
I can't, like, big race.
It's
one of the
World majors. Six, not five.
Six.
World majors.
One of the six world majors. And,
yeah. You know,
they only let the people run that are trying to qualify for the Olympics.
Yeah, like, only the elites.
Only the elites. So like, 100 people.
Run, like, a sub 220 marathon, you can do it. But,
which is crazy.
Yeah, so shout outs to our mate Stu, who was going to do it.
But got injured at the right time.
But he was also got injured like 2 weeks ago, so he's kind of like bittersweet, kind of happy about it.
Yeah. But no refunds.
No refunds.
Because in the end, they're still running the race.
Yeah.
So they still have to spend all the money on the trip, on the protocols and place and everything.
That's a dilemma.
I don't think they did any refunds. I'm like,
And then the Pyongyang North Korean marathon got cancelled too,
yeah,
for the same reason. And
coronavirus always good.
And but then locally in New South Wales, the 6 foot track marathon, which is my favourite race.
But you weren't doing it this year anyway.
I was not doing it this year because my cousin's getting married, which is unfortunate timing. So I was out of the race this year.
I was supposed to do it.
Yeah, you were in.
Yeah,
Lucy
was in.
You and your girlfriend.
Stu was doing it.
Yeah. Again. So, and that was more because Australia's just copped it this year. The
bushfires.
Fire, like basically the course burnt down and then there were stupid rainstorms and floods and then the course got washed away and the roads leading into the course got washed away. So Australia just copped it and the 6 foot track is off. So
yeah,
it seems like all these races getting cancelled left, right and centre.
Yeah.
And then like the Olympics, there's even chatter about the Olympics.
Yeah.
If this whole coronavirus thing gets worse, then they're not going to, you know, reschedule or postpone it. Like, There's a chance, I don't know how big it is, but the Olympics will be off, which is just like,
what was the last time it happened? Like World War II?
Yeah, it's only ever been cancelled for war.
Yeah.
No,
so it's hectic stuff happening in
the
world.
Crazy things, yeah. There's always parkrun.
Yeah, there's always parkrun. Not exactly the same, but yeah, there's always parkrun.
Yeah. At all.
But yeah, like anybody affected by Tokyo or any other cancelled races, like we feel for you.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah.
Like, I got the email for 6 foot going out. I had to cancel. I was just, like, I saw it coming.
Yeah, I saw it coming, yeah, a while back.
Because it was like it's on fire, then it's flooded. I'm like, fuck you, Australia. Just be normal.
Yeah, pretty hard to host a race like that.
But, yeah, like, heartbreaking.
Yeah.
So it's a bit shit, but, like, fair enough. What do you do?
It's a safety thing, really.
It's a safety thing. Like, you can still go and, like, I could still run a marathon if you were supposed to run Tokyo. Plan rooms, rather. Run it.
Virtual marathon.
But just do it. If you've been training for it, why not?
Yeah, may as well. You're fit.
Yeah.
Find another one.
Yeah, I'll find another one like a couple of weeks later.
Yeah.
And if you're on holiday in Japan now because you had tickets and everything booked, well, enjoy your holiday.
Just see anyone else wearing cheap shoes and ask if they want to run 42Ks.
Perfect.
Yeah. Lovely. Sweet. Well, okay. That gets a lot off your chest, I feel like, Mike.
Yeah.
You have this pained look on your face when you're talking about the races being cancelled.
Because I love racing and I love running. Just stuff getting cancelled because, you know, all valid reasons.
Yeah.
But it just sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. But anyway, it happens.
Yeah.
A lot this year. All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening. If anyone wants to know more about the road show or if you want us to go and do it elsewhere, please let us know because we're very open to it.
Yeah, like if we can get a good group together, we're happy to definitely travel interstate in Australia.
Yeah.
And if the group's big enough, fuck it, we'll travel internationally.
Yeah, Mel, get 50 people, we'll come to Canada.
Easy.
Yeah.
That's your job for end of the year?
Yeah.
Okay.
End of this year.
End of this year, Mel, done.
We'll do it. We'll do it in Whistler.
Isn't that too good?
No, perfect.
Okay, sorry.
All right. Thanks, guys. We'll speak to you soon.
Cheers.